Good morning and welcome to all of you. We do want to thank you for being here with us early this morning. This year we decided to change the formula in which we illustrate our results. We hope you like it. We chose this formula also as a way of having a closer contact with you. And beyond commenting results, we thought we could maybe have a dialogue as far as what your views are and what our sentiments are vis-a-vis the things that we have already done and what awaits us. Speaking of our results today isn't very difficult, as a matter of fact. That's not the reason why we made this choice as far as logistics are concerned. Although the results we feel are brilliant indeed in yet another complicated year. But besides the more visible elements, what I do want to remind you of is that as far as the difficult year is concerned, as far as the weather is concerned, had we not had the mild climate, our figures would have been even higher, which is something that leads us to be confident as far as how the group can continue to grow. The reasons why our performance, we feel, has been a brilliant one, besides the figures, is also due to a qualitative aspect. And actually, from the point of view of a number of profiles, we performed above our expectations. The first point, as far as quality is concerned, as you may have appreciated, besides the growth of EBITDA, which is something we have grown accustomed to, even though this year the growth in EBITDA has been quite sizable, I think one of the innovative things is the positive results we obtained on all the lines. For many years, you reminded us of the fact that it was difficult for us to transfer the quality of our operating results down to the bottom line. Well, this year I feel things have been a lot more balanced down to the net profit. The second qualitative aspect, which isn't new, although it did consolidate in the 2014 results, is that the contribution to our results came about from all of the four main business areas with a proportion which actually mirrors the prevalent contribution from regulated areas, which are now at around 55% of our EBITDA. Although there hasn't been a compression, so to speak, there has been no shift in the liberalized businesses. And thanks to the contribution of the electricity sector with the acquisition of new clients, and also thanks to the good performance in terms of volumes from the waste side of things, we were able to make sure that 45% of our results came from the liberalized businesses. There are certainly a number of other factors which, in a comparison with our peers, underscore our results, such as, for instance, the limited negative impact that past choices have on our business as far as power generation is concerned. Power generation obviously has a more sizable impact on other players. Besides the significant increase in organic growth, our results were qualified yet again in 2014 by a significant contribution, contribution that was in line with our business plan expectations, stemming specifically from the acquisitions process. And as a matter of fact, we fully completed the latest acquisition we made, the one referring to the AMGA Udine company and the networks in the Gorizia province. These were the events concerning M&A during the year, along which we also had the outcome of the synergy extraction process, which continued in line with the amounts that we had underscored in our business plan, if not actually outdoing our expectations concerning the Acegas APS operation, which is an operation that we are continuing to extract efficiency from to bring it in line with the rest of the group's levels. Obviously, the growth of profit is important. As you can see, the contribution has been different compared to what we had obtained last year, because as you can see, we have more than doubled the figures we had obtained in 2013. If we take a quick look at the figures in general terms, I don't think there isn't much to say before we go into the business-by-business breakdown. We certainly had a reduction, a further reduction, in terms of revenues. From this point of view, it was due to the impact that I was mentioning concerning the climate, the weather, throughout the year, because it covers two parts of winter, both in the spring and at the end of the year, both of which were mild. Plus, we also have the decrease in commodity prices, which certainly had an influence on the overall revenues performance. As far as EBITDA is concerned, we have a plus 7%, which is good. And from this point of view, I also want to underline the further improvement of the EBITDA margin, which is now above 19%, also thanks to a reduction in the number of trading activities, which were reduced following the innovations in the laws regulating the market, which, as you know, had an impact as of early 2014. As far as EBIT is concerned, we'll be going into the reasons why we performed so well with a plus 10%. Financial burdens were also good. Remember the green bond operation, which was the most significant operation in 2014. We were able to reduce the cost of debt, even though at the same time, this value, this figure, was more limited in the actual sum compared to the contribution coming from other connected activities or connected companies. Through rationalization, we were able to reduce the number of smaller companies we had a stake in, and therefore the their contribution on the company's activities, plus a reduction in the financial burdens as a whole. As far as tax rate is concerned, we have to underline the fact that it too was comforting as far as our results are concerned, because we have finally reached our target for the year, which was a tax rate which went down from 44.8% the previous year to 40.2% in 2014. Obviously, this allowed us to have a sizable profit, which, as I already mentioned, was a record year for us from this point of view. A final remark from the quality standpoint, which is something that I'm particularly fond of, on page 3. This is yet again proof of the soundness of our forecasts, but it is also proof of the excellent contribution to the EBITDA result as far as organic growth is concerned, which was equal to almost 30 million euros, which, as I already mentioned, it could have been even higher if we consider that this, in fact, is a figure which we were able to obtain vis-a-vis a recovery in the climate effects, which would have almost doubled the organic growth potential for the company. Synergies are in line with the business plan forecasts, as I said, coming from the Chegas APS operation for the most part. And as far as M&A is concerned, the transactions were the ones which happened in the Friuli Venezia Giulia region, specifically, plus a few smaller niche operations, especially a significant transaction in Lombardy, in a waste company. So these are the main elements which, in fact, confirm the soundness of our recipe, a recipe we want to continue to implement along the lines expressed in our business plan. I'd like to hand it over to Mr. Vignier, who will be going into how we were able to obtain these figures. Thank you, and good morning. Now, in describing the business-by-business breakdown, I will go along the typical sequence, beginning with the waste sector. In the waste sector, as you can see from the top left-hand graph, we had some positive aspects and a few negative aspects. Overall, the growth year-on-year was equal to 2.5 million, which was in line with the figures we had described at the end of Q3. At the end of September, the growth was equal to 2.3 million. It was 2.5 million for the entire year. And take into account that already the fourth quarter in 2013 had shown a sizable volume recovery. Therefore, in comparable terms, the last quarter of the year, which went well, obviously had to be compared with a fourth quarter in 2013, in which we had been seeing the initial signs of recovery, plus some important contracts and volumes that we had been able to acquire. If we look at how the 241.8 million euro result was obtained, you can see that organic growth grew by 7 million. And that was especially driven by the volumes, which, as you can see in the lower left-hand graph, grew by 200,000 tons over the year, which is equal to almost 11% as far as special waste is concerned. As far as urban waste is concerned, for the most part, we were able to confirm the previous year's volumes, proving resilience and stability also vis-a-vis the economic cycle. In 2013, there had been a slight dip, whereas in 2014, we have a slight recovery. Therefore, for the most part, we continue to have volumes which are at around 2 million tons as far as urban waste is concerned. And from this point of view, the evolution we've been seeing is that of further growth in the sorted collection and recycling. Sorted collection within our entire perimeter is now up to 54%. This is the average we obtained in all of our territories. In the Bologna territory, we were above 55%, whereas in the Triveneto area, we're at 44%. Therefore, as far as these volumes are concerned, as far as these sorted collection volumes are concerned, some 500,000 tons are then selected, and we are able to recover paper and plastic, whereas another 500,000 tons are used to recover the humid part of the waste to produce compost. This is specifically interesting because, as you know, we start by producing electricity, power, through the biofermentation process, and then we are able to recover the raw material. accompanied with a good saturation in which the energy plants allowed us to once again post a slight increase in power generation, which is above 1 terawatt per hour, and an excellent use of our waste-to-energy plants, which were able to manage 1.4 million tons of waste. And given the fact that we have a stable, or pretty stable volumes, has brought about a further reduction in the use of landfills, which are now far below 20% of our general volumes, also taking into account the special waste sector. As far as urban waste, we are close to 10%. Therefore, we are very much in line with EU decisions, leaving our company completely out of fines and sanctions which don't apply to our territory. We had a growth in the special waste volume, and a significant contribution came about from a reorganization in the group, not only through the acquisition that our chairman was mentioning, referring to a company in the Lombardy region treating a very specific type of waste, CSS, secondary solid fuel, which is a byproduct of the waste treatment, which is used to produce concrete or cement. But we also had a commercial reorganization of the company with the creation of a specific unit called ASI, Head Ambiente and Industrial Services, a unit which has started to implement new commercial approaches vis-a-vis major clients and multinational corporations. And in this way, we're trying to use the quality of the infrastructure we can offer and all of the certifications and guarantees that major international players require in managing the waste they produce in their plants. An element which limited this area's result was due to a couple of events which happen whenever you manage industrial plants. We had an extended stop in one of the waste energy plants, the one in Trieste, which kept the plant shut down for a few weeks. And therefore, for this type of machinery, this actually had a 2 to 3 million euro negative impact. Another similar impact was also brought about by the fact that last year we had had an extraordinary contribution, a one-off contribution of credit credits on green certificates for the Padua plant, which had brought about further profitability of equal to 3 million euros, which is something we weren't able to post this year because, again, that referred to a credit from previous years. These are the more relevant aspects for the most part. Therefore, the waste business continues to consolidate from the commercial standpoint with growing volumes. And a few slight and positive signals of recovery as far as prices are concerned, something we were able to appreciate in the year's last quarter and early this year. That is an important topic as far as the company is concerned, because as far as volumes are concerned, we can continue to move around a little bit, but it is on pricing that we now have to focus on as a way of recovering some further profitability percentage points. If we move on to the networks businesses, the regulated side of things, and I will be giving you the full figures, although you've already received information on the various components in the regulated businesses. Here we have major growth, 47.6 million euros year on year. We have gone above 400 million euros EBITDA, going up to 416.3 million. The 47.6 growth should be no surprise, as a matter of fact, because already in the first 9 months of 2014, we had grown 36 million euros. Therefore, that is a further quarter added on top of a trend which had already consolidated during the initial 9 months of the year. What contributed specifically to this result, to the 416 million euro result? The water business is now up to €217 million as far as EBITDA is concerned. Gas distribution equals €145 million. Electricity distribution, approximately €47 million. And the remaining part is made up of the district heating, which, differently from the first three businesses, is exposed to volume cyclicality. Going into the details for each of these single individual businesses, certainly the business which grew most is the water business, which was able to benefit from the new tariffs introduced, as we had already commented previously. A part of this growth, which is above €20 million year on year, came about through the consolidation of the regulated tariffs, whereas another part, some further 50%, came about through a tariff recovery from the previous years. As you know, in 2014, we recovered some tariff credits referring to 2012, plus we also began recovering the previous years prior to 2012, which will be spread out over a three-year period, 2014, 15, and 16. As far as the water business is concerned, the results have been positive indeed. This new setup now makes things a lot clearer. There certainly are a number of elements which need to be further clarified and further defined. We are putting a great deal of attention and on this topic, and we're waiting to see how the authority will be regulating the mechanisms to guarantee the quality of service in terms of invoicing, billing, the level of water losses per kilometer of network managed, intervention time to connect to customers. As you know, our position for all of these elements is quite good. And therefore, we are waiting for the authority to start working on these other aspects, because once we complete the tariff credit recovery from previous years, these are the points that we will be getting our extra margins from in the future. As far as gas distribution is concerned, as I was saying, the profitability was equal to 145 million euros, of which, or rather, the 145 million euro benefit, obviously, from the broadening of our perimeter. Growth in this business was above 28 million, more than half of which came from the broadening of our perimeter, and the contribution from Amga, Udine, and Gorizia, specifically, which, as far as this point is concerned, certainly allowed our business to grow. And currently in gas distribution, you may remember that our RAB is above 1 billion euros. As far as electricity distribution is concerned, in this case, we had some slightly positive results. In this business, we had two contrasting effects. We had the effects brought about by the reduction in electricity tariffs, which happened at the beginning of the year, and the contribution from the Gorizia activities, equal to a couple million euros, which offset each other. And especially in electricity distribution, in 2014, we were able to benefit from the perequazione on the Gorizia businesses that we had already mentioned at the beginning of the year, which for the company equals some 8 million euros in further tariff recovery, which is obviously a one-off opportunity. In general terms, therefore, organic growth in this business was equal to 12.8 million. Synergies in Acega's APS contributed with a further 5.9 million with the broadening of the perimeter I mentioned a number of times. And the one-off effects between tariff recoveries from previous years and perequazione, that was equal to 12.2 million. In general terms, our businesses grew slightly below 50 million, whereas the overall RAB is now close to €3 billion. And you may remember that in the business plan, our target was to reach €3.1 billion. Finally, the market, the free market sector, as a way of showing that the year's last quarter was neither cold nor brilliant for the business, you can see the overall result. As far as growth is concerned in 2014, the results in this area, exclusively focused on gas sales and electricity sales, were equal to €10.6 million. The €10.6 million are less compared to the €16 million that we had posted at the end of September. But we have to state quite clearly that even the last quarter in 2014, from the climate point of view compared to the previous year, showed a volume contraction, which in general terms, as far as the company is concerned, equals over 300 million cubic tons less overall the year, throughout the year, equal to 18% of less volume sold. And since this contraction refers almost entirely to the supply business, to the residential market, and the small owners, homeowners business, the percentage in contraction was well above 20%, almost equal to 25%. Therefore, as you know, this was the warmest year over the past 30 years. We hope that that is now behind us. 2015 began in a mild or moderately cold way. It wasn't cold in the early months of the year as we would have wanted it to be, as 2013 had been. And we are positioned somewhere in the middle of the road between the horrible year, which was 2014, and the very good year, which was 2013. In this business area, we had an interplay with a number of elements besides the climate, besides the weather. As you know, last October, or rather in October 2013 first and in October 2014 later, there were a further fine-tuning on the regulated gas market tariffs, which certainly had an impact on the customer base part we have in that segment. There have been some further developments on the electricity sales, the commercial the electricity sales. And most of this result actually came from that area of business. And in the electricity business, there are two elements which actually helped us post this result and therefore fully offset the effects of both the weather and the crisis. Because, as you know, there has been a 3-4% contraction in volumes, which is brought about by the downturn. And in electricity, on the one hand, we have a broadening of the salvaguardia market, the safeguarded market. As you know, for the third year in a row, for the third time in a row, we have been awarded the salvaguardia service. In this case, as of January 1st, 2014, on a broader catchment area compared to the previous year, and with slightly better economic conditions. This has allowed us to increase our profitability in this segment with a further €10 million. The other important aspect I want to underline is that over time, we have certainly learned how to manage this segment more and more efficiently, especially as far as credit management, which is a key element in that type of a market. And I'm quite satisfied to say that in late January and early February, we received a compensation from the Casa Conguaglio equal to almost €80 million as far as bad customers, the service for which couldn't be cut off. As you know, there are certain clients or customers in the public administration or in the health service who need to continue to be supplied, and therefore we now have a mechanism through which the Casa Conguaglio can pay us the credit owed. And we're quite satisfied to have received €80 million from Casa Conguaglio. It's a very important aspect which also changes this market's specific profile. As far as gas is concerned, I already said how the weather was particularly warm with the 6 million euro effect. We were able to significantly offset the impact of the mild weather, both through some better margins on the sales business, and through credits stemming from previous years on volumes equal to a few million euro. And the combined effect of all this allowed the profitability for the gas sales to only dip by 10 million euros, whereas the electricity sales grew by 19 million euros for a general a total of 10.6 million, as I said. Let's look at the purely financial results. Yesterday, as we were commenting the results during our board meeting, one of the remarks I made was that not only does this result, not only is this result very homogeneous in all of the areas of business, with a tangible improvement, as the chairman was saying a few minutes ago, but also with an efficiency, as far as our financial statement is concerned, which was highly satisfactory for us. For the third straight year, we confirmed the fact that the dividends we paid were completely self-funded by the operating cash flow generated by our activities. If you look at the self-financing that we have between accruals, depreciation, etc., this was how we were able to finance the 326 million euros in investment and the other financial burdens and taxes, which are a part of the balance sheet. Within this balance that you can see for the 4.4 million euro free cash flow generation, we also have the impact of the buyback program that we've been implementing over the years, which accounts for some 20 million euros for the year. Therefore, we generated 25 million euros. The shift in debt, therefore, was brought about exclusively by the shift in perimeter, because integrating the Udine company and the acquisition of the Gorizia businesses, along with the two or three minor acquisitions we mentioned, brought about a financial impact on PFN equal to some 78 million euros, and therefore the final result for the net financial profits was plus 73 million. Along with the major development on cash generation, we were able to reduce the debt to net debt to EBITDA ratio down from the 3.17 times we had at the end of the year 2013 down to 3.04 times. It's important to underline that the 3 times target is the target which, as you may remember, we had given ourselves for 2015. Therefore, we were able to obtain our results 1 year ahead. And also, 1 year ahead of schedule, we were able to recover another indicator which is important for us, which we often use as metrics, which is EBITDA per employee. With the acquisition of the Achegos APS company, this value, this figure, was below the 100,000 euro mark due to the different level of profitability that the companies in Trieste and Gorizia had compared to ours. The Udine company as well has a slightly lower value, slightly below 90,000 euros, whereas this year, in 2014, we're now back up to 103,000 euros per employee. Therefore, we're now above the 100,000 euro threshold per employee, which, as far as we're concerned, is a benchmark. It's an indicator, as rough as it may be, of the efficiency level that we are able to express through our businesses. We have mentioned the cost of debt shift. The net cost of debt at the end of the year was at 3.96%. Therefore, even here, we are now below a psychological threshold, the 4% threshold. Obviously, this result was obtained both through the green bond operation that the chairman was mentioning, plus the refinancing operations we had at the end of 2013. The complete effects of the green bond will be able to be appreciated this year for the entire year, whereas for last year it was only for the final months, and therefore this is something we're very satisfied with. We're not going to stop. We're going to continue looking around to see if we can continue working in this direction. But it is a major step forward because in the past, in the recent past, we used to be at around 4.8% to 5% a couple of years ago. And therefore, decreasing that by one percentage point was no easy feat. Obviously, the context around us helped. But I also think that this was due to work, the hard work that we're here to illustrate. As far as the tax rate is concerned, final point, you were certainly able to appreciate the reduction we had, which was brought about especially by the IRAP deduction. As you know, in the past, the IRAP tax was something that affected us. Also, given the amount of employees we have, since we have over 8,000 employees, many of which are involved in the waste business, obviously, the fact that the EDAP can be deducted gave a major contribution equal to some 2 percentage points. Plus, we also have the Robin Hood tax, which was reduced in 2014. They will be entirely erased in 2015. Therefore, this year we will have further benefits that will be equal to approximately half a percentage point. I believe this covers all of the financial structure aspects of the cash flow. Therefore, I think I can give the floor back to the executive chairman for a few final remarks before any questions you may have. Thank you. Well, I believe that the various elements in our results have been covered and illustrated. We underlined the most significant aspects as a way of clarifying the way we obtained these results. As far as the board meeting yesterday is concerned, there are two other things I'd like to say. The first is that the board confirmed the 9-cent dividend as envisaged by the business plan to be proposed to the shareholders assembly on April 28th with a dividend yield above 4%, which is a confirmation of our position. The second remark, which also relates to the board meeting yesterday, relates to a few change proposals we want to suggest to the General Assembly as far as our statutes are concerned, which are obviously linked to the General Assembly outcome, plus a few other steps which will have to be made with our public shareholders before we can take it to the General Assembly. Following that, we will be moving along. We can go into details if you want, but it's nothing major, nothing we're concerned with. These are things that we've been managing over the years with a good and a united approach with the management on the one hand and the majority shareholders on the other. Therefore, there will be some news coming from the General Assembly, from the Shareholders Assembly, but I do want to state from the very beginning that there's no reason to be concerned. We hope we'll be able to govern these innovations in a very compact and united way. we'd now like to open the floor to your comments and questions. Thank you.